Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carefree Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. God, this reminds me of when we were young. Let me photograph you in this light, in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we're a start of getting old and made us restless. It was just like a movie, just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said when you like a song.
When we were young, when we were young, when we were young, when we were young.
just like a song. My God, this reminds me when we're young.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Your biggest challenge is in someone else. It's the ache in your lungs and the burning in your legs and the voice inside you that yells, can't. But you don't listen. You just push harder. And then you hear the voice whisper, can. And you discover that the person you thought you were is no match for the one you really are.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Hi, everybody. It's Carrie Hines, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since, airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Telling you, especially West Coast, all day.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm loving. So I have to say, I just love that we have, we're welcoming you guys on. You are our hair folks as we move into this new year. So, Yana, you'll be back with us to talk locks here and there and all as much as we can squeeze you guys in. And Keisha, we're happy to have you on as well from the West Coast chiming in. I hate to wake you up so early because it's early out there.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. But, so it's an honor that you get up early to be part of this experience. Now, I got to ask you guys, as panelists, okay? Thank you. On the topic of YouTube and social media, okay, got to find out what you guys think. Are we as hair folks, are the hairstylists, but the enthusiasts, the people who are not professional hairstylists like you guys are, how do you feel about everybody now going to YouTube first or Instagram before they even think of talking to a hair about, getting, choosing a salon or a new style for that much? How do you feel about YouTube University? Is it the new cosmetology school?
And Yanni, since you're our very special guest today, returning today for the first time, I'm going to lead in with you. How do you feel about YouTube U?
It's a love and hate relationship, honestly, because I started teaching myself on YouTube in 2009, but I am a licensed cosmetologist, and I mean, the thing about it from a hairstylist point of view, YouTube can be used to monetize your career, you know, and get your name out there. The other way around for, like, clients looking on YouTube for a hairstylist, I really don't recommend because it's video, you know. From a client perspective, you're looking at all of the visual effects and deciding on whether it's a good hairstylist or not. So you see a nice video, you see nice color, you see nice lighting, it's a good video. But that doesn't mean that the stylist knows anything that they're talking about. So, and then for people that want to learn, it's kind of like that same thing. Yeah, it's kind of like that same thing. But with locks, you know, they were kind of forced to go somewhere because schools didn't pick up this training.
Right.
So, I mean, I just, that's why I have a love-hate relationship because I know what I do on YouTube is help. But I do know that what a lot of people do on YouTube is hinder, you know, so it just depends on who it is, but I'm going to say no to the question. Of course, it cannot rival a cosmetology license where we're actually learning how to work with chemicals on the skin. This is the main issue with YouTube is that you're watching people who are not licensed to use these chemicals do, you know, use them. And I remember there was a girl who she did a relaxer on her own hair, and then she turned right back around on the same video and put the color in to make her hair platinum. I still get likes on the comment. I still get likes on the comment when I said, now show the video of when your hair was bald a week later. And I still get likes on that comment. So, you know, the video aspect of doing hair, it hides the side effects, it hides the real issues, you know, like we watch them do, and this is the lock world, but we watch them do apple cider vinegar rinses on the hair, and literally the hair starts deteriorating immediately. But if you're not looking for that, you just saw that your hair was clean. So it's a lot, you know, it's a lot of, it's like the industry looking down and then the customer is looking up. So it's two different views, but yeah, I would not, I would not replace YouTube with cosmetology ever.
Got it. Well, listen, I'm going to ask Ms. Keisha McAllister from the West Coast. Keisha, how do you feel about, and I love how you always say the at-home stylist, but so what do you say? How do you feel about the YouTube University being on the West Coast, because you have a different brand as well out there. So what do you say this morning?
Well, you know, I'm very much in agreement with Ms. Yanni Redd about you have the at-home stylist or folks trying to figure out what their next look is going to be. I can't speak. I am a licensed cosmetologist, but I can't speak from a natural stylist standpoint. I can do some natural styles, but I wouldn't consider myself an overall natural stylist. But when it comes to people putting chemicals on their skin, just as Yanni Redd said, they're doing all sorts of foolishness at home. So the at-home stylists are definitely going for a look, but not going for the overall education on how to keep hair on their heads. And so,
and that's important. That's very important.
It's so important. Actually. It's so important. Yeah. It's so important. And the bad part about it is, even with going for a look, there's no education. They're looking for the end result.
Right.
And right now for me, I'm not really tripping off of the at-home stylist, because soon enough they're going to be in one of our chairs, either in Yanni Redd's shop or in my place, because they need somebody to help grow their hair back.
Right.
That's after they've gone to a dermatologist and all those other things. But they come to the chair and they ask, well, will my hair grow back? Well, what happened? Who did you speak to before you started to do this? And so it really is, people need to get back to the chair to find out what is going on. We're not asking you to be there every week, but can we see you at least once a month so we know what's going on? I don't want to see you 3 months down the line and I put those crochets in 3 months, you know, 3 months ago. It should have been out weeks, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so it really is getting back to the professional and understanding what your hair can and cannot do.
I think that the gap was made, and I'm going to throw rocks at the enemy right now, but I think the gap was made because of cosmetology, the licensing part, because I got my license in 1998, and I knew how to braid when I went to school, but they didn't teach any braids, and they did not teach locks at all, so I wound up teaching locks from hair school. Now, the issue was that they were becoming popular and schools were not including certain lessons, you know, like they didn't include the sewing weave. They didn't keep up with the trends. And I really believe that that's the reason why there are so many people who, like, I know how to do it and I didn't go to school, you know, because schools don't really teach the current trends, but they do teach the classic trends of chemical, you know, just how to use that properly. And I think that's what most people have gotten away from, because everything is so instant gratification, you know. Literally, it's like they would rather try it themselves and then have the hair fall out and then come ask you how to grow that back than trust you in the beginning, you know. But like you said, it creates its own problem, because they do get you know, the chemicals messed up, and then they do have to come back to cosmetology. But as we come back, cosmetology's got to say, okay, guys, it's 2023. We understand, you know, because they still, like, even in my state, the state board set, and this state board set is the style that you do to pass your license test, for those who don't know. That set consists of doing rollers, rod sets, single waves, and pin curls, even to this day. The outdated cosmetology lessons are playing a big part in the reason why people are going to YouTube as well.
And I think that's apprenticeship programs were also created for that, to keep up with the trend. You got the chemical education, but you also got the trend, because it doubled the amount of hours that you actually had to do. But you were OJT hours. You did it on the job under a licensed cosmetologist, and you learned how to work with people. You learned how to do a pressing curl. You learned how to do a cornrow. You know, all those things that we do naturally, because that's the way we have to care for our hair. So, yeah, it created some apprenticeship programs where black stylists could actually help educate new black stylists, and they become hybrid stylists, where they can do everything. So it really is going back to education.
I don't like the model of apprenticeship, only because it takes the actual teacher who really, because I have this issue now, which is, I'll talk to you guys about that, you know, in the next few shows as well, but when schools don't teach what the stylists need to know, but they take the financial aid money, I have a big problem with that.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist. and I know.
Try your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
It's Mr. Arrington Gavin, who is the CEO of Rugged Evolution. Let me just be real clear about that. So let me just get him on the line, and we'll take it from there this morning. Hello, Mr. Arrington. Good morning. Arrington Gavin, good morning, and welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning, Kerry. So honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you got it. Now, I have to say, first of all, you know, this is, it's, for me, I hear your commercial all the time, so it's kind of strange to actually have you guys live with us on the air, but we're so happy, and it really is our honor, I have to say. So I want to jump on in, and for those folks, again, Rugged Evolution, you guys are, it's Rugged Evolution Beard Care Company, so I want you to tell everybody a little bit about the company.
Okay, well, Rugged Evolution Beard Care is a beard care line that has helped to benefit men with beard care needs. We have 16 amazing scented beard balms and beard oils, as well as two of our signature conditioning shampoo. They're a two-in-one. We have loads of accessories, and that's what we are. And we also started a line of exfoliating full-body cleansing bars as well.
Now, why?
And we're all natural. We are all natural products.
And you're, which is important, right?
Yes, sir.
So, now, in reading and doing some, I did it, well, I guess what they call now a deep dive into your company and you. So, you know, I wanted to find out why, you know, when you started and kind of why was it so important for you to do this? Let's start there. Why was it so important to start a beard care company to begin with?
Well, it's funny you ask, because if you would have asked me at 18 or 19, this was almost never in the picture at all. As a 14-year-old, that's when I actually started growing facial hair, and full facial hair as well. But the downfall was that I attended private school that prevented. We had a rule that had a no facial hair policy. So
really,
yes sir. So as a student in high school, I was a little, you know, disappointed, but once I graduated attending college, I had the privilege. I said, you know what, I'm going to grow my hair, I grow my beard up, and I enjoyed it, but I did not have the knowledge of proper beard maintenance. So fast forward to my sophomore year, I started going around purchasing all kinds of products to see, you know, what could work for me. And some were okay and a lot weren't okay. So I said, you know, for me as a college student with no job, let me stop spending my money on a month-to-month basis, and let me do my own research. And that's what I did. I did my own research on various essential oils, butters, and all-natural products, and created my own. And, you know, every weekend I would probably head home and, you know, kind of whip up something in the kitchen. And I used it daily. I had close friends and cousins that were new to the beard community, and I received great reviews. So that's when my entrepreneurship mind kind of came, and I'm like, well, if I'm receiving these great reviews, well, maybe I can pursue this. And sure enough, when I thought of that idea, I was walking around my college campus, and I saw men of all nationalities and ethnicities with beards, goatees, Van Dykes. I mean, you saw so many facial hairstyles. I'm like, okay, I know it's a market for it, and it's an essential, and it's part of your daily grooming tactic. So I knew it was a market for it. And from there on in college, I started to create work on a business plan, and I was working on Rugged while as a college student. And once I graduated in May of 2017, that's when I said, okay, time to take that leap of faith and started pursuing it.
Well, I have to say, your company, first of all, and again, thank you so much for being with us and talking about this. There's so many levels that I want to get to with regards to beard care and things for gentlemen, because we don't often get an opportunity to really delve into a lot of the men's products. There are folks out there who some think that, you know, we guys, we don't buy products, that we don't shop,
mm-hmm.
that there's not a big market for us. So how have you been received? How has, you know, Rugged Evolution been received, in your opinion?
Well, I think we've received amazing. We are, I mean, we have loads of repeat customers. I remember, I mean, again, we're going on 3 years now, and, I mean, we continue to accomplish huge goals from, you know, our and getting great feedback from our clientele, and most of them are men. A lot of the men say, hey, look, my wife and my significant other loves it. I want to get more. And you're right. When I remember when I first started, I started selling and attending vending shows in August of 2017, and that's when I wanted to get the one-on-one with men. And a lot of them were kind of, you know, standoffish, I'm good. And then they, you know, they smell, they're like, well, this is actually really good. And I tell them the benefit of using it because, again, I always tell gentlemen our facial hair is the magnet to bacteria and grease. So if you tend to never take care of it, you're going to start receiving, you know, you're going to start getting issues with your skin irritating, whether it's, again, it's bacteria and infection. So you want to make sure you take care of yourself, not just internally, but as well as externally.
Exactly. And the potential for odor. Let me just go ahead and put it on out there. You know, we have to tell it like it is. You know, on a different level, I have to say, just you doing your business as a black man in America at this time, how important is it for you to put out positive messages?
It is very, very positive because, as you know, we've gone through, we're still kind of going through this pandemic right now, but as an African-American, as a 25-year-old, I was talking with a few of my friends a few days ago just on the impact this has been.
Oh,
because
hold on. Did you just say 25-year-old?
Yes, sir. I did say 25.
I think you're the same age as my company.
Oh, wow. Well, wow. That is...
Yeah, awesome, awesome. So we know where you were born. So, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's just that your company is so established. It's so established. And what you're doing is just, you've laid it out so beautifully. And I'm kind of sure that it goes back to your education, but I'm just blown away. So I didn't expect you to say 25. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Mr. Arrington.
Oh, you're fine.
I really didn't. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, previous years, just as a young kid, I've of course heard about the civil rights marches and protests, and you know women's rights marches and things like that.
Right.
And I've always seen it on TV, but it's different seeing it on TV than actually witnessing it in person. I mean, all across the area in the United States, and even, you know, over in Europe. I mean, you saw protests for social justice and rights for all African Americans. And so I think what the impact did was it was sad because, again, this past year we lost civil rights activist John Lewis, who died at 80, and this man fought for civil rights at the age of, I think he started at 17. So his few months he was witnessing all of this going on, and it was tough watching that. But I knew for me I wanted to continue changing the narrative. I wanted to continue to inform others, you know, young millennials, especially African Americans, that hey, you continue to work hard, learn more, because I'm still a student myself. I always say I love to learn more than to give out advice, because it's all a learning process when it comes to just business in general. And so it continues to be a learning process, but I think it's very, very, very important, again, because I try to use my platform as best as I can to mentor younger African Americans, and, you know, again, just continue to changing the narrative, and you know, we do that through our foundation as well. So continue giving back to the community and all that great stuff.
Well, it sounds like you're doing just that. It really does.
when I talk to folks out here, and again, it's very rare to see someone so young, so poised, and, you know, just you're on it. And when you go to your site, again, for you guys out there, let me just back it up a little bit. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. With me, live on the air, is the CEO of Rugged Evolution, Beard Care. Beard Care, that is. And Mr. Arrington Gavin, and I'm so happy to have him with us today, really. And you talk a little bit about the social things that are kind of going on in the country, especially where men of color are concerned. And I just want to say, because I know you guys are connected out there, you do a whole bunch, you know, with recognizing how important proper beard care is, and you have a lot of folks who are tied into you guys who are over in Nigeria. And just want to say, you guys over there, you know, we are understanding what's happening over there, and we stand with our brothers over there and our sisters over there in Nigeria. And, you know, if you wanted to. Just keep us up to date on what you guys are doing as a company and your commitment to the community. Very, very important. Now, I want to talk to you about some more about Rugged Evolution. Can you just go back a little bit, Arrington? Tell the folks again a little bit more about your products. I know about this amazing beard oil, but tell us a little bit more about the products, if you will. All natural.
All natural, and we expanded when I first started with Rugged. It was with four. Now we're up to 16, and the reason why I like the wide range variety of scents, because I always say we all have different preferences, whether it's a mild scent, whether you're into more stronger scents, whether you're into more sweeter, non-sweeter, lightly mellow. So we range from mild, medium to strong, sweet, to a very, very a fruity and or even like a oak. It's great, great scent. It is a product that you will be using, that you will need to use on a daily basis. This is a daily routine in order to see good results. Our product, the demographic, I would say, is between 18 to 70. I mean, I get guys in their 70s asking questions about our products. Our products does not change the color of gray. If you have a gray beard, and we also have a lot of customers that say, well, I use Just For Men. It does not strip the dye. So, it's a natural product. It's an amazing product. I myself am a user, a daily user, of course. I have to practice what I preach, and it is an amazing, amazing product.
Well, I have to say, let me just tell everybody, or have you tell everybody, where can they pick up these products?
They can go to our website. RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com. We're also on Amazon, WeBuyBlack.com, and we're proud to say we are also on Walmart.com as well.
Well, we're going to have to bring your. Yes, go ahead. They're also where?
Oh, I was going to say
Walmart.
If they are in the Hampton Roads area. We're also sold in six local owned. Retail stores as well. They can actually see that on our website, RuggedEvo.com.
Doesn't get any better than that. So what's next for you, Arrington Gavin? What's next for you? I mean, this is just, and again, you guys have to visit the website. And I don't just say that about any old buddy, you know, coming to the show. your site and the information that you have and how it's laid out, your company is going to be around for, and again, speaking for somebody been around for over a couple decades, you're going to be around for a long time. You're really, really set the right foundation. And you've got the right folks also.
Okay, yes, absolutely, absolutely. I have an amazing, amazing team. That's the first thing you have to do starting a business is, you know, build a team. And that's why I have a small family that helps a lot. And, well, you know, in future times for Rugged, I want to see us continue to grow, you know, get into more retail stores, continue spreading the message of why our Rugged is the new smooth, continue expanding our foundation as well. Our foundation will be about a year now, and I want to continue to pick up on that because I've always have a heart for giving back to for people in need and just continue to inform other people that want to pursue business. And I just continue to grow our rugged reps as well. And it's so much. Continue growing our YouTube. We have a lot of stuff going with our YouTube channel right now, and it's a lot.
How do folks find you? How do they find you, Arrington, on YouTube? And speak to that a little bit about the opportunities that you guys have, as you kind of just mentioned, in terms of having some reps. And I saw that. I was blown away. So share with us a little bit. I know you got to go, but share with us a little bit about those important things.
Yes, sir. So our rugged reps, we always like to recommend, if you want to become your own boss, create your own hours, we have rugged reps where we have a two-part system where you can – a two-part membership you can check out on our website, and you'll become a rep buying at half price, but you will be selling at full price. So all that is going to you, and, again, it's a good way to make extra cash as well as just, again, becoming your own boss. If you're really interested in sales, I would highly recommend checking that out on our website. And with our YouTube channel, we continue to – grow our YouTube channel, of course, through this pandemic time, because we had to cancel a lot of our in-person events. So I said, well, let's focus more on our social media and our YouTube channel sources, and let's expand. So we do a lot more Facebook Live shows. We do a lot more segment shows as well, and we're actually in the process of creating a weekly talk show panel along with myself and a few other local business owners, all male panels, and we will be launching that in the beginning of January of 2021.
Well, we hope you come here first with it to the Hair Radio Show and tell us all about it.
Absolutely.
And I have to say, Arrington, we'd love to have you guys to show some of those videos. We have just an amazing platform of our own with the Salon TV Network as well. So we'd love to get some of your videos on talking about your products and certainly your show.
I would love that. And I forgot to mention on our YouTube channel, for people that are listening, go to Rugged Evo TV, and they can subscribe to our YouTube channel and see some great videos. I also have a lot of tutorial videos as well on how to demonstrating how to use the products. Having a lot of product videos as well, so explaining each item that we have on our website in more of a simple form for people that are more interested exactly what is in these products. So we have that as well on a Rugged Evo TV.
It doesn't get any better than that. I have to say, I want to also, we were just talking a moment or two ago about the folks you have around you, and I have to acknowledge the folks that I get to communicate with over at your company. And Dee is always just fantastic. We appreciate her. We adore her. She's just been fantastic to communicate with and just to represent your company so well. And also, I have to shout out Miss Carolyn also. Some awesome folks. And you, of course. None of this would be possible if you did not commit to doing what you're doing. And I'm just happy to have you guys on as our partners in what we're doing. So thanks so much. And any last words that you want to kind of – well, you've got it. Any last words you want to share with us this morning, Arrington Gavin?
Well, I just want to just thank you again so much for this opportunity, Carrie, for having me on your show.
Yeah.
We are proud to, be a sponsor of the show. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
And I thank you all the time again for this opportunity, for anybody that lets me on their show continue to help promote my brand, my business, as well as just give me the opportunity to speak on your widely known show. And
thank you.
Yes, for people who are interested in Rugged Evolution Beard Care, please go to ruggedevo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com. You can follow us on all social media platforms, Rugged Evo on Instagram, Rugged Evolution Beard Care on Facebook, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Rugged Evo TV. And if you want to follow me personally on Instagram, that it will be under Arrington Gavin.
And let me just say this, in addition to all those wonderful places, of course, you can always find them through us right here at Hair Radio and Salon TV Network.
That's right, absolutely.
I just want to say thank you. You're just doing an awesome, awesome job, and we're going to continue to follow you through all of this. And we're just so pleased. And we want to get you at our next Hair Nation Expo. So we're going to be talking about all that coming
awesome,
up very
awesome.
Soon. So we'll have some other announcements. All right, well,
this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many here of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? Who,
right.
What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone,
no.
About Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might
right,
have three
no
or four
one.
People
right,
saying
exactly.
They know who Annie Malone is.
Correct.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
no,
was...
Yes, go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was...
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks. I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to parocollege.com. And Paro College, it's just very simple. The word, first word is four letters. Paro, P as in Paul, O as in ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in ocean, Paro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, yeah, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first
Amazing.
People in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And
who was actually the very first self-made female African-American millionaire? Was
well,
it Annie Malone, or was it, I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level, but I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker with all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, But if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionaires of African descent, women, female millionaires in the country.
And that's what I'm getting.
Climbing.
Why, how on this earth, I try to figure this out as well, how did, and I love Madam, I love both. And
oh,
all the things
there's
that they
no
stand for.
They both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's not even part of the discussion here.
Right, exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head. And felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced, let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became, she was a very, if you look at her building and everything that she did, it was incredible, impeccable, you know, clean, it was orderly, it was, I mean, you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. Here's a college that employed, in 1926, 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines. A wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone orphanage, that was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's where the spelling Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All the time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D. So
G-O-O-D-E. Okay, wow. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952 because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work, and so he became a beautician. And of course, his songs just took off, and you know, he never went back to it. But
right, amazing.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Thank you. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I'm here in West Orange, New Jersey at Roots Rock Salon. You guys know Miss Siobhan. And listen out for her commercial right here, of course, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, listen, I'm actually here. So I have an actual client, someone who just got out the chair. Now, this is the very first time ever visiting Roots Rock Salon. So I have to ask you first, what's your name?
It's Carice.
Carice, that's beautiful. Okay, so now tell me, what? How did you find out about Roots Rock Salon?
I found out from Lala, which is the nail technician from his exclusive nail studio. So she.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
We're back live. It's Tuesday morning, May 2nd of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines, and I want to thank you so much for getting up with us. It's hour show number 846. 846 as we broadcast live, almost 7 o'clock in the morning. First, let me bring to the line, and I'm in New York, by the way, just so you guys up, you know. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-host. You guys know her well. From all the way in Water Valley, Mississippi, I'm talking about the one and only Miss Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Yes,
it is. Happy Tuesday.
Happy mid-show, I should say.
Happy mid-show.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It is. It absolutely is. I got to say, first of all, for you guys who are tuned in, you know, Tuesdays are always a little discombobulated. I'm listening to one of the pieces we ran earlier with the doctor, and Dr. Freeman, and I'm running down to the store getting me some great coffee and stuff so I could have
my
energy.
Goodness.
And when I'm coming back into the studio, I said, it sounds awfully quiet in there. I don't hear Dr. Freeman on. I said, oh, no. I'm so used to having this time before we go in
right.
for mid-show too. So I have to apologize to you guys who were just hanging on. And on the playback, you won't have an idea what I'm talking about because you won't expect that. Yeah, but just so that you guys know, it's Tuesday morning. It's May 2nd of 2023. It's our show number, as I said, 846. It's right before 7 a.m. Eastern, 6 Central. One of the reasons we're on so early with Mitchell Talk today is because we have a very special guest joining us in about a half hour, and you guys know her. She's been with us, it's been a long time now, so that's why
yeah.
we kind of dug up some of the classic pieces. Early on in the first hour, we had Arrington Gavin, who runs Rugged Evolution Beard Care.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to, yeah, I wanted to replay that so I could talk a little bit about Rugged. They've been very instrumental in our success and have been with us about 500 shows, so pretty close to it. So a long time. But Dr. Ragland will be with us at about 7:30 or so. She's a podiatrist, foot surgeon. And she knows her talk, and she's the entrepreneur. She knows just about everything to
right.
help you to get your business going. She has a couple of locations, and we have to catch up with her. It's been a long, long time since we've
Yes, it has. I'm so excited
yeah.
to speak with her.
Yes, well, I am super excited as well.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun. She'll be with us. Dr. Ragland is usually going to hang out for about the hour, so she'll be with us from about 7:30 all the way till Michael Hopkins' show, which picks up at 8:30 with his wonderful Vet Talk radio show, which is about claims and helping the poor disabled veterans, you know, who really could use the help to file successful claims, you know. So I think that this is really his show just does an amazing job. And the fact that he's an accredited claims agent is awesome. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well this morning. But, yeah, Michael's show will be on at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. And so we got a packed Tuesday morning. And
oh,
so
yeah.
That's why I'm running
how
around.
Far we
can't run back. What were you saying, Nicole Marie?
I said we're definitely kicking off our week. The packed show today.
Oh, boy. It is packed. And
yeah.
I'm running, trying to just coordinate everything, but I think we got back in at a pretty good time. So, we have a lot of updates. Don't we always have a lot of updates?
Always.
So we have a lot to share with you guys out there. So things that you don't know. And we're going to try to get on our talk of the morning. So maybe about 7:15, 7:20 or so, we'll try to get on our talk of the morning today. Michael Hopkins, again, will be joining us even before show. We get to have Michael on about the next 10-15 minutes or so. He'll be joining us live on the air. And then, of course, roll on in with that talk at 8:30. So lots to get into. And I think you'll be here during the Dr. Ragland. So we've got a lot of everybody this morning. All of your hosts are here, and we are ready to just continue on with the great thing. Yeah. So I want to just say we kind of led in with Keisha and Yanni Red, who were our kind of leading, I guess, piece this morning at 8. I'm sorry, in the first hour. And between 6 and 7. And we just wanted to make sure that, you know, we just continue to wish Keisha well. She's still getting better and better, and can't wait to have her back here again real soon with some new items and some new things to keep you guys abreast on. So all that wonderful good stuff. Okay, Nicole Marie, I am ready to dig on in. We always have something We have something called Hope of the Morning, or Hope of the Day, I should say. And Hope of the Day is really something that kind of inspires us to kind of set the right pace. About the time
you say,
kickstarts the day. So I'm going to turn it over to my capable hands, the capable hands of Nicole Marie from Water Valley. Why don't you go ahead, take it over, Nicole Marie. Time for talk.
Thank you, Carrie. Hope of the day. And hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And it's so, so very important because it gives our lives meaning. No matter what it is that we may go through from day to day, there's always hope, that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share Hope of the Day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope of the day for this Tuesday is ignore the frames. Why be limited by the frames others put around you? Don't allow your vision to be cropped. Don't allow someone to edit your dream. Others don't know your limitless potential. They are hampered by their preconceptions. Only you can see the full picture. So that's awesome. Mm. What do you think about that today, Carrie?
Yes, I kind of live by those words anyway. And I totally agree with Patrick. Do not allow others to cloud your vision, I say.
Exactly.
And that is because, they're not, it's called vision for a reason. They can't see it. And that's the thing. And we have to be careful what wells we, you know, seek to get water from. So,
right.
You know, I don't share everything with everyone. except you guys out there listening, of course. You guys hear everything. But as far as when I have new business ideas and things like that, I'm a little leery because what happens is that folks can kind of shoot you down.
Right.
You know, they really can shoot you down before you even get started. You tell the wrong person some the kind of idea that you have, and sometimes folks have all kinds of motivations and selfish behavior things and stuff that's very negative. And here you are with a great idea that you could have pursued. So for me, I totally agree. I try not to surround myself with those who I know are of that negative mindset. And even if I know that they're that way, that's the last person I'll be telling a new
sharing
idea
with.
To.
Right. I totally agree with that.
Yes. They wouldn't be hearing from me. So you got to, you know, and that's actually a very important thing to remember. You know,
very
you really
important.
Do. And I think that's what the crux of the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about. Is to surround yourself with positivity. So that's what we do each morning. That's why, sure, and we don't have to be online. We don't have to get up early with you guys every day, but we do. And we want to get your day started. So we're the great part of, you know, entrepreneurs need other entrepreneurs. That's what I always say. You know, the entrepreneurs, other entrepreneurs can understand. So if you share your ideas with Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, myself, Dr. Ragland, any of the folks who you know and you're listening to today on the show, we're entrepreneurs, so we understand the beauty in an idea.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, but others who may not be of that mindset, you know, can kind of hamper your opportunities and stuff. So you have to be very careful of that. And trust me, I am. So very good one, Nicole Marie. Outstanding.
Thank you.
So very good
I love
stuff.
That. Today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. So listen, coming up, as I said this morning, Dr. Yolanda Ragland will be with us. She's a podiatrist. She's just got a stellar career, and she does so much to help women, particularly, but she's really great for everybody. She does foot care for everybody. She's got two locations, and one in New York and one out in Maryland. We're going to talk to her about all of that. She has products. She's just a very knowledgeable lady. And I've got to say, like Rugged Evolution, she's been with us, Nicole Marie, for a while as one of our sponsors and supporters, and we're going to talk to her about that. And we have missed her over the last year or so.
It's been a while.
Back. Yes, it's been a long time. So we're going to have her on and, you know, and we'll catch up and kind of really see what she's been up to and all of that. So that's coming up in the next 20 minutes or so, next half hour. And then, as if that's not enough, tomorrow, now listen, let me just tell you real quickly before I forget, tomorrow's show. So we're talking Wednesday morning. We have one of our, she's like a newly, just someone I just had the recent beauty to make their acquaintance. She's just one of these incredible dynamic artists. She's a great singer, and she's an entrepreneur as well. She has her own business designing jewelry, and she was someone who came out to our show with a big career. And we want to kind of talk a little bit. Her name is Andrea Drumgoole. We'll talk to her on tomorrow's show.
So excited.
So she's great, and we'll catch up with her. And then we've got some surprises in store for our Band Aid Friday. So we're not going to get that right now. You have to tune in. Oh, yeah. So lots of good stuff still on the way. And I want to talk a little bit about, of course, our wonderful new magazine and Vet Talk Radio and all that. But a lot of folks don't realize that we have just launched a new magazine.
Right.
So, yes, I want to definitely let you guys know it's called Afrolock, and that's spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. So kind of like an afro on your head and a lock. that you lock your door, L-O-C-K. So AfroLock, and so we push those two words together, and I just love it. It's all about locking in, locking in Black culture. I should just go ahead and
Black culture, that's it.
Yeah, and
awesome.
I'm real excited about it. Everybody seems
so
to be
I.
very excited about the information and all this that we've put out there. So when you go to our new website for the magazine, which is AfroLockMagazine.com, or you could just put in AfroLock.com, it'll take you to our beautiful new website. And again, that's AfroLock.com, which is A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. And what I love about the site is that it houses a lot of information about what AfroLock Magazine is, of course. But there's also a couple of additions now among the tab line where you can actually, there's one that we put up which kind of highlights our covers, all these wonderful covers that we've been
right.
putting together to
they
get
are
the magazine
beautiful.
Out. Thank you. Well, that's what folks have said, and they have demanded to know what was the inspiration behind these wonderful
right.
The creative efforts that I put together. So what you can do now, you can click on it, and there is a wonderful story, which is called Cover. Actually, it says Covers Stories. So it's the stories behind these soon-to-be iconic covers. And
wonderful.
I'm real happy you can click on that and read. It's a little bit, it's real nice. And it's only a few pages, so check it out when you get a moment. And it's free and easy. It's right there, clickable. Everybody can click on it and open up on it and read it. It's really nice. It's the inspiration behind each of the covers that we put out. So that's there. And just, you know, we're getting things rolling along, so we got to get some music on and get Hopkins here and so
awesome.
Much more again to go. On this Tuesday
oh,
morning,
yeah.
you don't.
They do.
Yes, right. You don't really don't want to go anywhere. I'm going to dig on back for just a little bit. We gotta kind of have to play some of our wonderful good old classic songs for just a little
oh,
bit.
Oh yeah.
And we've got more on the way, so stay with us. Here's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, it is Tuesday morning, May 2nd, 2023. It's great to have you guys with us this morning. Got to bring back to the line Nicole Marie. And I got to say, Michael Hopkins, you guys have gotten to know him well over time. He's been with us. He's been with us a couple of years now at this point.
Right.
So it's been a long time. And we just want to kind of get him on a little bit earlier. He's down in Spotsylvania, VA, down in Virginia. So let's see if we can kind of, we're going to go and just try to get him up early today, even earlier. Michael Hopkins
good morning,
from down.
Michael.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Up
to right.
Oh,
ready.
Yeah. Up live.
How
in
you
color.
Doing, Michael?
Oh, I am doing just fantastic. And
oh.
I am looking forward to one of my favorite people in a few minutes on the show. She's one of my favorite people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. Yes, that's right. I think you guys had a chance to meet. Yeah, over here on the radio through the broadcast. Yeah, that was fantastic. I remember that. So it's a wonderful time to kind of catch up with everybody. It's just great. And May now, let me just be the first to say welcome to May. It's already May of 2023. That's incredible all by itself. And it's been such a long time. I was listening, as we were listening to Arrington Gavin from Rugged Evolution early this morning. And he was like, well, we'll be with you. It was a classic piece. And he's like, well, we'll see you in 2021, I think it was.
Right.
Wow. Like, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's been with us. They've been with us for years.
Oh, yes.
We thank them. Wonderful.
Very much so. Because, and you know, you talk about entrepreneurial things earlier. It would not, that's the key. I mean, I it shocks me that we can't really see that, in my opinion, as a people so much. But the key is really having ideas and have everybody rally behind those ideas or around those ideas.
Exactly.
So that we can develop them for everyone to benefit. I mean, it really is that simple. It's not rocket science. You know, that's what community is about, and that's what running and having a successful community is all about. And,
for everyone.
Now, today I do want to say my term begins today. Actually, it started yesterday as a community in my
awesome.
Community.
Awesome.
The community board.
So,
I'm super excited.
Official.
To be serving. Yeah, official. I'm a public official for New York City. And what I get to do is serve on a board with other amazing people. We represent in a constituency of over 200,000 people. So that's a lot, and we'll be figuring out all kinds of projects and things they're working on. I get sworn in on Thursday morning, so I have to tell you guys all about it on Friday.
Play by play, Carrie.
Can't wait to hear about
play by play.
Yes, I'm definitely going to do that. It's going to be exciting, and I'm just happy we talked about not just myself, but Nicole Marie. You were elected into this position down. In Water Valley, Mississippi. So, and you've been serving many terms, so I'm going to be leaning on you.
I have. This is my second term.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, I was elected in 2017.
So you're familiar and used to this. You know, doing community things, we've talked about it on the show for so many years, you know, really making, you know, a contribution to our neighbors. And and what we can do to improve life every day for us. Because, you know, we were talking about this before, and the folks, you know, when we encourage people to vote, it's not just in the presidential elections, but you're more so impacted by the things that happen on a day-to-day basis right in your neighborhood.
Right, right in our communities every single day. Yes,
exactly.
That's where it starts.
So very important. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're about community. And as I said, and Michael, you are out there as well with your contribution as an acclaimed accredited claims agent and ACA.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Impacting so many people.
Right.
Yes, I mean,
that is
in a
quite
big true way. So I am just blown away with all the things I've got to say that's really happening out there. So it's great to have you guys and everything that we're doing. And like I said, I'll keep you informed. And boy, oh boy, I can't wait to hear about it. Yeah, well, I'll keep you guys informed. Yeah, they have sent me, I've got a big booklet. I've got tons of emails and things I've got to know. And I'm sure there'll be some measure of being out there in the public eye, and I look forward
pretty
to it.
Much so.
Yeah, and even they've got stuff, a lot of things to kind of delve into. So I'm excited about it. Yeah, it's really nice, and
awesome.
We've got business we're going to take care of. So real good stuff. Okay, when we come back, and Michael, I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up on Vet Talk Radio. So can you kind of give us a little bit of an update after the song? So kind of, you know, we're going to hold on and then you kind of bring us up to date what we can expect to hear today at 8:30.
Most certainly.
Okay. And then, we'll play a real quick thing just to kind of get our little blood going. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is a special shot going out to my mama, Miss Ernestine Charles. Mama used to do people hair in the kitchen. Press and curl, hot curlers, everything. I love you, mama.
Black hair is a revolution.
Cornrows. Honey, I am tender-headed. Cherry curl. Style, sophistication.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. JustSalon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. JustSalon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The JustSalon towels, bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels, are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.com.
I'm too old to worry about who likes me and who doesn't. I've got better things to do. So if you love me, I love you. If you support me, I support you. If you hate me, I don't care. I'm too old to worry about who likes me and who doesn't. I've got better things to do. So if you love me, I love you. If you support me, I support you. If you hate me, I don't care. I'm too old to worry about who likes me and who doesn't. I've got better things to do.
Well,
so you love
right.
me, I love you. If you support me, I support you. If you hate me, I don't care.
I don't. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. It's Tuesday morning, May 2nd, 2023. Great inspirational words. And let me get our team back on. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins joining me, of course. I'm Carrie Hines in New York. Nicole Marie is down in Water Valley, Mississippi. Michael Hopkins is in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And it is May 2nd. I like that. If you support me, I support you. If you don't,
exactly.
Oh, well.
I love that. I
love yep,
it.
How about that? Yeah, it's a really good stuff. Well, listen, I promised before we took a little break there that we were going to talk about that talk a little bit as well. So, Michael, what are we getting into in the next hour on Vet Talk Radio?
Wow, Carrie. You know, would you believe this is show number 25, and it's our second season?
It,
wow.
It's just, the Vet Talk Radio
wow.
show.
Oh,
wow.
The Vet Talk Radio show. And,
yeah,
I mean, it
incredible.
Has just been such, you know, it's been such an incredible ride. It really has
yes.
been.
Yes.
And it's going to continue to be an incredible ride here on
yeah.
the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie
yeah.
Hart.
Well,
we're excited,
thank you, sir.
Michael.
Yeah, we're doing a good job. Yeah, Vet Talk Radio. Michael hosts the Vet Talk Radio show. Again, he's an accredited claims agent. He does a lot of advocacy work on behalf of the veterans, disabled veterans, who are filing claims and could use a great deal of help navigating this process. Well, you've mastered it, Michael. No other way to say it. And so I'm super excited. Yeah, right, Nicole Marie? So I'm excited about it. And today we get to have our co-host, Ms. Nicole Marie, drop on the Best Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, so it's going to be great.
It's going to be nice to hear. Yeah,
it really
I can't
is.
Wait.
Exciting.
Yes.
Oh,
always
yeah.
Be a guest on the show. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Thank
you
so much for having me.
Yeah. And you know, Karen, Nicole Marie, we're going to be talking about diagnostic codes that are most used for veterans. Yeah, for veterans compensation. That's what we're going to be talking about today. It's really, really an interesting topic.
I was about to say, it may sound like it's super loaded for you guys, but I think you're going to break it down for everybody real well.
Oh,
so
very much so, like I always do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Very
so
much
everyone
so.
Everyone can understand it.
Yeah. And, you know, so I'm super excited. Now, what I had meant to talk about in terms of the veterans and all of that is that we're going to provide some of our pages of AfroLock magazine so you'll be able to do the work that you do to help the veterans and have give them another additional platform and outlet in which to get this knowledge. So I cannot wait to kind of work you on in and even on the
looking forward
yearly.
To it,
oh, it's going to be great. It's $24.99 for a year subscription. Each month you get a new issue of the magazine, AfroLock magazine. So for the veterans, they actually get, those who are veterans and are fans of your broadcast, get an additional $5 off so of the yearly subscription. So, you know, and
that's
even if you just want to support, go to AfroLock.com, AfroLock.com. And check it out. You'll see the magazine. You can subscribe there, all that wonderful good stuff. So really good thing.
Really good stuff.
So, yeah, so I am super, super hyped about just about everything today. We kicked off with early this morning with When We Were Young by the one and only Adele. Now, Oh, okay. I'm a big Adele fan, too. I was just thinking, boy, she has really transformed. Oh, my goodness.
She has.
She's fabulous.
She is just a stunning lady. And I remember when she came out. And she was, I mean, I loved Adele, but she was kind of like a, you know, I mean, a little frumpy. I hate to say it that way, but, you know, she just
I just knew she was
going to
be a star, though. You know, Karen, I just knew she was going to be a superstar. She just had that quality about her, you know, and her voice, her mannerisms. I just knew she was going to be a superstar in the entertainment field.
Michael, well, let me tell you, her big song, and I don't have a cue, so don't kill me, Chasing Pavements, is how she first got on the scene with everybody, and we just love Adele. I'd like to hear, she sang a song, remade a song that became one of my favorites. I think it was by The Cars, called Love Song, and it is just, oh boy, that's one of my favorite songs. And I would have never known had she not sang it, which was a remake. So
we are talking the 70s here, aren't we?
Well, not a remake, but the original song probably was somewhere, I don't know if it was the 70s, might have been the 80s, but it's out there. You guys can Google it, but her version is really great. But I love the original too, as well as all the versions of the song. I love everybody's version. It's a really great song. So anyway. That's that. So, Michael, we were talking about diagnostic codes, so folks need to tune in for the Vet Talk Radio show.
So.
I think
definitely.
That's going to be
very much
so. I'll tell you what, guys. Let us kind of keep things moving this morning. I am super excited, and boy, I have some really big news that I need to share. But first, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. Stay with us this morning, folks. We've got more to go. All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest who's joining us now for the very first time. She comes to us from the world of hair products distribution. It is my great honor to welcome to the broadcast Dr. Millicent Davis. Good morning, Dr. Davis. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Hines.
Yes, and please call me Carrie.
Okay.
I think you must be the first person ever to call me Mr. Hines on the show.
Well, good morning, Carrie.
Thank you. Yes. Well, listen, I want to kind of tell everybody because I love what you're doing, okay? I love the website. I love everything. So we're going to – let's start by telling everybody what's your connection to the hair industry.
Okay, so – my family and I believed in legacy building, and one of our missions was to understand and follow what I call the FUBU philosophy, for us, by us, as it relates to black hair care. And so, you know, we as black people, we spend so much money on our hair that we fly distributors, wanted to tap into the industry as well as give back to our community. So.
Yes.
We searched out and found BOPSA, and they're helping us break into the hair care industry.
Absolutely. Let me just remind everybody, most of the listeners know BOPSA.org, that stands for the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. You guys know Sam, who kind of heads that up, and he's been on our show many times. And we are a member of BOPSA. I'm also raising my hand. We're also a member at Hair Radio of BOPSA.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
BOPSA.org, good stuff. Okay, and I love what you just said about legacy building. And just, you know, you guys out there, their website is flydistributors.com. I just wanted to get that on out, which I love this. I always start all the interviews here at the Hair Radio Show. We talk a little bit about where you are, like where you're based out of, what city, state, and is that, you know, and how you got started in all of this. So please tell us a little bit of your background, Dr. Davis.
Okay. So we are in Williamstown, New Jersey.
Williamstown. Now, I don't know Jersey, but where exactly is that?
Williamstown is in South Jersey. We're 15 minutes from Philadelphia. And sometimes they call us Little Philly because a lot of Philadelphians come over to New Jersey and they they settle here. So, but I'm excited about being in South Jersey because we were a native of North Jersey first. And we have a office. I'm also a consultant. We have a small business consulting agency where we help for-profit and nonprofits get started in business. And
I
so as a person who helps people get in business, we pray and sought out how to take the next step and go into the hair industry. And so that's where Fly Distributor was birthed. And Fly stands for Fresh Living Young. And
I love it. It's
a philosophy that my son, who is part owner of this, came up with that proposes a state of mind. So a fresh living young is a state of mind. Whatever fresh living young means to you, that's what it is. And we want to portray that in our business where we sell the products and the services. We want to make help you feel fresh living young, whether you're 18 or 80. We just want to be able to help you look fresh living young. And so that's why we called our business Fly Distributors.
Awesome.
And I know
I know you and I
can relate to back in the day that was a thing, being fly.
Oh, yeah. I swear to you, as you were saying that, I was really thinking back. I was like, oh, my. Fly, I used to love that. And that's definitely, I seem to remember that because I'm also from North Jersey. I graduated out of Scott in East Orange, New Jersey. Long time ago, but I tell you, so Fly was big for us and still is.
Yes.
And I love that you guys have given it meaning. Your son's given it great meaning. What's this? What is this person? We got to shout him out on the show.
His name is Eugene Davis, and he is our millennial. He is
Did you say Eugene Davis?
Yes.
We have a Eugene Davis on our show. He's one of our hairstylists. All of our fans know Eugene Davis' name, so that's really funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, he's going to get a kick out of it. Awesome.
Yes.
So you have a Eugene Davis who is part owner
Eugene
and Fly Distributing.
Yes.
Exactly. Awesome.
Yes.
That is so amazing. What? How coincidental is that?
That's very coincidental.
Wow. Well, I tell you, this is a big thing. And what I also love, I think you guys have to be probably one of the only mother-son duos I think we've had on our show that I can recall who are really doing a business together. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. And let me just bring everybody up to speed. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines. Now, I have with me today, you talk about entrepreneurship. It doesn't get any better than this. We're chatting with Dr. Millicent Davis. Now, I love that she has her own business with her son. Of course, they're the proprietors of Fly Distributors. Their website is flydistributors.com. So that has an S on the end of that word, distributors. So please make sure flydistributors.com. So I'm loving this, that your business is all about, as well, like your background, in helping other folks to get started in the hair business or any business, I think, for your business consultant, business that you guys have. So listen, I'm excited. So what are some of the steps? Let's start there. What do you tell folks, even in general, on business things that they need to do to get started? See, we probably will never let you go on the show because you're a perfect fit for what people tune into our Hair Radio Morning Show for, or what it's all about. So what are some of the steps that you think that you can worth sharing?
Well, I'm a publicist, and I wrote a quick read book named Being a Visionary, Going After Your Vision. And in it, I discussed the challenges of going after, my vision and the steps to overcome the obstacles that are going to happen when you're, you know, going after a vision. Because, as you know, vision means eyes, but if you have a vision, you don't see it. You're walking by faith. If you can see it, it's not a vision. So you have to use SMART goals, which are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-oriented. So and starting the business Fly Distributors, where we sell Hugo braiding hair and products for blacks, by blacks, they're made for, you know, the FUBU method for us, by us. We started going after our vision. And then I also teach for Rutgers University and Rowan College here in New Jersey. And that's my give back my mission for giving back and educating kids, and it's exciting to teach future entrepreneurs and CEOs and CFOs and COOs. So I get excited when I do that, and it's challenging as well, but it does excite me. But I feel like this is what I've been ordained to do.
Exactly. So, well, listen, it definitely sounds that way to me. Now, I love this whole product line, Yuko Girl, and I have to shout out, this is just fantastic that you guys are getting this out there to everybody.
Yes.
Because it's a complete line. And when I say a complete line, it's a complete line, Yuko Girl. And this is a... so now, how is that spelled out there? It's the letter U-G-O-G-I-R-L. I just want to make that very clear. It's not Y-O-U.
Yes.
It's the letter
Y.
U.
Exactly.
And very colorful. Yeah, awesome products. You guys are just going to love it. So please, you can get all of this. They've got hair and a whole bunch of things. You go, girl.
Yes.
It's just amazing. At flydistributors.com. So, again, it's flydistributors.com with an S. And, again, through BOPSA, members of BOPSA, the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, so it's BOPSA.org. You guys know we're going to have Sam here very soon to bring us up to speed on what he's working on. And all his projects. He's always got 50 things going like we do here at Hair Radio. I want to talk a little bit more. I love, again, that you are, you know, you're really helping to shape young minds out there through education. But entrepreneurship. So where did this emanate from? You know, who were you influenced by, I guess is what I'm trying to ask. So. Who were some of the folks who influenced you?
My parents influenced me.
Mm.
They, although, you know, my mom always worked for someone, but early on she taught me to work for, you know, to work for myself, to be an entrepreneur. She ingrained it in me, and I started with selling jewelry I made.
Really? Handmade?
Yes. Handmade.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And I knew I always wanted to work for myself. So even when I spent 30 years in procurement working for government entities, but even then I had started the KMD business consulting business, and I hired someone to, you know, answer the phone and do the things I couldn't do while I was working. And I funded the business from when I was working. And when I could retire in 2015, that's when we, you know, went full speed ahead with our business. So that's how I got into entrepreneurship. And my mom brought a property in Michigan that me and my husband brought from her and my dad. And we had started, that's where we kind of started with the vacation rental business. And so we took some proceeds from that to go into the hair business. My mom always had some hair on her head, and she, you know, she just loved hair. So that's why we kind of picked that as well, because we wanted to honor her in her business. She's no longer with us. Yes.
I understand. Sorry to hear. I totally, you know, I love everything that you are talking about tonight, you know, this in the morning. And it's just been amazing to me, because to hear that you paying tribute to your mom, to me, yes, I love that, because that, it just reminds me of my own journey. And I say, you know, every single day, I'm so grateful, and the same types of things pouring into, you know, as a youngster, pouring into you about being an entrepreneur. Same thing.
Yes.
And I really don't hear of it too often.
Yes.
I just don't. You don't hear of these stories like that. So I think this is incredible. I didn't know we had so much in common, Dr. Phillips and David.
Yes. Great minds. Think alike.
I love it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So now, what do you tell? You deal with a lot of young people. who are in school and all of that. So what do you tell folks who, you know, we were very lucky. We've been introduced to being entrepreneurs, but many folks, like I said, have not. So when folks come up to you and they're so amazed at what you've accomplished and what you're doing, what do you say, Dr. Davis?
I tell them they can do it as well. And I tell you, you know, what's going on in the world today kind of pushes people into entrepreneurship. They want to, you know, they want to take the risk. They want to work for themselves. And I encourage it. And, you know, we do a, they have to start a business in my class. And they, you know, they have to do a PowerPoint presentation at the end. That's their final grade. So it makes them think, and it makes them, you know, and some of them take that project and carry on with it. And I encourage them. And I, you know, I tell them even though they're out of the class, they can, you know, call on me. And, you know, they everybody leaves with my card when they leave the class. So it's very important that to me that we, you know, get some entrepreneurs. And even if they want to go work for someone else, that they're the best CEO, CFO, COO, or even administrative assistant, whatever they want to be, they can be.
I love
whatever.
It. And I have to bring this home because, you know, I've always come across folks who say, yes, they want to be entrepreneurs and they don't want to work for anyone else. But I know along the way, most times you have to, especially in our community, where we often have to fund ourselves. You know, so we have to have those jobs and things to help make that happen, especially if your dream is really important to you. But I've got to say, in my journey, I've had to work for other folks, and I have absolutely enjoyed it. You know, so it, you know, it was great for me. Well, most of the companies, and this is really the truth, allowed me to develop my own positions. So I've always, so it's been like I was an entrepreneur working for other companies. So I was always kind of satisfied, so to speak. Of course, nothing equals running your own business or owning your own business. So I love that, and I love your whole story. So what's next for you? What's next for you, Dr. Davis?
So once we get the distributorship up and going, our next venture is to open up an actual brick-and-mortar hair supply, which we're going to call, after my mom, Ella's Hair Supply. And I hope you'll have us back when we do that. But that's our next venture. That's our next venture
to
do.
Absolutely. And we're not going to wait all that long because I – really appreciate the information about entrepreneurship, especially at the top of this interview this morning, because what you're saying rings so true, and I can tell that. So we need to have you back often to inspire and motivate everybody and to literally help to create that roadmap. And so, so Dr. Millicent Davis, again, has been our guest this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She runs this incredible Fly Distributors. The website, again, is Fly Distributors, with an S on the end, that's flydistributors.com. So along with her son, Eugene. So just incredible. And we're just so honored. And as you can hear, she's an entrepreneurial expert, if you will. You really are. I can hear it. So I love it.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Good going. So we'll have you back, yes, as you said, very soon. So again, but just to remind everybody, you, like Uniform, so that's You Go Girl. This is this incredible new product line. You'll find, and I love the site because you have everything there. So again, go to flydistributors.com for complete details on all of that. And anybody else that you want to shout out to this morning, Dr. Davis, before we let you go?
I just want to say thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I just want to shout out to my clients, my husband, Kevin Davis, my grandkids. Our family, our Fly Distributor family and our Candy family.
We echo all of that. We support all of your efforts out there, guys. All right. Thank you so much for being with us on today's Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank
you. You've got it. All...
Hey. Oh. Hey. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, May 2nd of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It is our show number 846 with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Good morning again. Happy third
good
hour,
morning,
folks.
Good morning.
Good morning again.
Yes.
And happy
it's terrific
Thursday.
Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday. We're live today. What's so funny is that the morning is just moving like at warp speed. I mean, just amazing.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Wow.
You know, I remember, I mean, every day is always exciting that we get to share with program fans from literally every corner of the earth.
Right.
You know, to be with us. So this is really always really cool and fun and all that good stuff. So listen, coming up in just a little bit, Hopkins, you take over the reins here with Talk Radio at 8:30 Eastern. So about 8:25 we'll get you started and all that good stuff. So we'll send you out in just a little bit so you can prep and get ready, pamper and prep yourself. And I'm super excited. Yeah, again, it's your show number 25 of your series, the Vet Talk Radio Show.
Yeah.
In the second season.
Right.
So it's 2 years for you. But we're celebrating as well. We got a lot to celebrate. Nicole Marie, you're coming up on your first year.
Oh, yeah.
Your first year.
Yep.
As my official co-host. So tell us a little bit about that. So let's go back a little bit. Yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, first, starting out with Vet Talk Radio as one of Michael Hopkins' angels, one of Michael's angels. You know, that's how I came to the show and got started helping produce and just a wonderful time with that. And then about a year ago, then I was asked to be the co-host with you, Carrie. And it has just been an amazing journey that I just, oh my goodness, I just am just so excited about. I can tell that, you know, I've grown so much. I've learned so much from your mentoring, from, you know, listening to you, listening to Michael, taking your advice, and just, you know, just the growth of myself, the growth of the show, the incredible guests, the interviews, everything. It's just been an amazing, amazing ride. And I'm so grateful, so humbled to just be a part of this family and of this show. So it's just been amazing.
You've been doing a great job here on the broadcast. So we are just celebrating you. And the fact also, you know, it's a show that was inspired by women of color. Everything that I do, you know, the show honors my mom and my sisters and many of my female friends, of course. You know, I created the show to pay tribute to these incredible women.
Right.
And so it's no surprise to have you be part of this in the way that that you've been able to do and just knock it out of the box. Oh,
I love it. Thank you. And just having this platform just to share and just educate just with our community, but it's especially for young girls and women. It's just amazing just to be able to share and just, you know, just educate so many different topics and just, you know, just educate our community. It's just wonderful.
Yes. Well, we appreciate having you. And I look to Michael because if it had not been in the wise owl, Michael Hopkins, Vet Talk Radio Show.
Right.
Well, Michael, if you had not brought Nicole Marie onto our radar, we would not be chatting here. So,
pretty
Michael,
much.
What
Thank
do
you, Michael. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, Carrie. You know, what can I say about Nicole Marie? I always kind of joke with her ever since we've known each other. And she knows what I'm talking about. And I always did it out of love. I always said, if it's Nicole Marie, I always have to come correct with her because I already know I have to have all the right answers. Everything has to be dressed right, dressed. And she always knows. I always joke with her about that out of love, Carrie, because Nicole Marie, she is, to me, she is such a strong black woman. She is so strong.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
And I just, I really admire her so much. And this has been since day one. We were in another business together. And I just admired her so much. to
yeah,
me,
we just connected
she
and bonded almost instantly.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely
wow.
did. And I always saw her as a queen. You know, you call her the queen of the morning and all that. And well, you know, 2 years ago, that was the exact same thing. And it's how funny life is. That was the exact same words I used to call Nicole Marie. I mean, I still do, but it started out that
wow.
way. I used to always call
yeah.
her the queen. And I don't know if she remembers
yeah, yeah.
that or not, but
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that so
she
much.
She represents that. Yeah, you
right.
represent
yeah.
that to us and to the fans, Nicole Marie. They
thank
know
you so
who
much.
You are and the things that you're into and what motivates us. That's how it is. There's that deep connection. And we appreciate that. Yeah, they're going to, like the queen, they say, like Madonna said, the queen is never late.
<You know>? Pretty much. Yep,
Madonna
got the right idea.
They were letting
yep.
her have it one day because she was showing up to her concerts late.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the queen is never late.
Yep.
She was 2 hours late.
Oh, my
wow.
goodness.
She was, she was on the Queen's time.
Yeah.
She has
yeah.
a special
yeah.
watch,
she
I guess.
The Queen's time, exactly.
Wow.
So I love all of that. Well, listen. We should get into a little bit of our wonderful talk of the morning, which I absolutely love, and we'll let that carry us into Michael's show. So we're going to hurry do a we're going to do a quick reversion today, but yeah. So I'll tell you what, Michael, would you like to kick us off with a little bit of talk of the morning today?
Hey,
and then
like a plan to me.
All right.
Well, sure, Karen, Nicole Marie, my talk of the morning is actually about another artist that passed away here. And we may not, this particular artist, and his name is Gordon Lightfoot, and he's sort of a 70s icon. He was from Canada, believe it or not, and his folk music, he was a folk music icon
yeah,
back in Canada.
Yeah.
Right, and his music actually was here in the United States. And
wow.
He was like a Canadian Bob Dylan, and we all know Bob Dylan from
yeah,
the 50s, 60s, 70s, and he may not have been the greatest singer, but he was a storyteller. And lots of other musicians actually used a lot of his songs to tell stories. They interpreted their own way, but they used a lot of his music. And would you guys believe, I mean, this is just a couple of little tidbits that I picked up in the story. Believe it or not, Gordon Lightfoot knew Alex Trebek back in the 60s. They were actually on some kind of dance show back in the 60s. And it was like, wow. I'm looking at a picture of both of them, and I'm going, wow. It just shows you how the circle of life goes, and you meet people. And then further on in his career, in the 70s, he wrote a song about the wreck of the Edmunds Fitzgerald. It was a freighter that was lost on Lake Superior. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, it loss of life and so forth. But he wrote a beautiful song, sort of like a tribute to the families of the fallen sailors. And this was a commercial freighter. And he wrote this beautiful song in 1975. It's an iconic song that he wrote. And then, can I throw in just one more thing, and I'll make it real quick. And this is full circle again. I know you both remember the song, The Greatest Love of All.
Yes.
Right.
Whitney Houston sang it in 85. George Benson sang it in 77.
In the 70s, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
In the 70s. The really ironic thing is Gordon Lightfoot actually sued the original writer of the song, just like we're talking about now with songwriters and their plagiarism and all that and taking. There were 24 bars of the melody of his song that this other person actually, and the other person was Michael Masser. He actually took their song.
Yeah, I remember Michael Masser. He's the one that credited with writing the song.
Right.
And the
ironic thing, like we're talking about now, and this happened back then, and he wound up just like these guys now getting sued, and he had to do a public apology. And I think that would be something that when they do this with songs, like with Marvin Gaye's song, anybody's song, public apology.
Yeah.
They can settle out of court,
wow.
but that public apology would mean a
sometimes
whole lot. It would send a message.
Right.
Okay, well, Michael, very good. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Wow.
And kind of relevant with all of that. Well, Nkomri, I'll let you go ahead and jump on in. Michael, thank you so much for that.
Yes, thank you, Michael. Well, my talk of the morning ties in with Vet Talk Radio this morning. I'm so excited about this story because it happened in my hometown in Dayton, Ohio. So this past weekend, on Saturday, people from all over the Ohio area gathered at the Dayton International Airport to welcome home veterans back from
Nkomri, I think we lost you. I don't think we can, at least I don't think I can hear Nkomri all that much. Nkomri, so I'm not sure if you can hear us out there. Michael, are you there?
Right. I'm still here.
Okay. All right. Okay, go right ahead, Nkomri. Yeah, you kind of died on out a little bit, at least on my end. So you were saying in Dayton, Ohio, we kind of lost you a little bit after that.
We know we're doing something in Dayton.
People from all over the Dayton area gathered at Dayton International Airport to welcome home veterans back from...
Okay. Yeah, we've got you in a real... Yeah, well, you know what? How about this? I'm going to have you to kind of stick on in there with your piece, but I'll tell you what, I'll give you guys my talk in the morning and see if we can get you a little bit, your mic a little cleared up there. But let me tell you guys out there, this one I'm super excited to talk about. And it is, there are two of them. But one I'm going to carry, I'm going to bring to you tomorrow. So I'm not going to talk a little bit. It has a little bit to do, you had a reference to a Whitney Houston song. So that's all I'm going to tell you. You'll never guess what this talk of the morning will be tomorrow. But today, what I wanted to kind of run by everybody, something I did not notice. I was watching a CBS news, which I often do here in New York. This time they had a story on about artists, artists who paint. And it said that there was an alarming amount of overwhelming male artists that we hear about, but very little about female artists. Now, if you ask folks to name any artist, what comes to mind? Van Gogh, Picasso, all these folks. But if someone says, can you name a female artist, you might have to scratch your head a little bit before you can come up with. And I only knew of one, just one, when this all came around. I only knew one that came to mind, and that barely came to mind. And that was only because there was a movie about her not all that long ago. And so, and I said, oh my gosh, I've got to ask for you, you know, the guys, all of you tuned in, is it the same for you guys? Do you, would you have a hard time thinking of a female painter or a female artist? You know, how does that ring, especially Nkomri? I'm most curious about what you would think as our, you know, our definite voice out there, always speaking up on behalf of women. Is this something that you've ever thought of, or Michael, have you guys ever heard of anything so crazy?
Wow. And I was thinking about what you were saying, Karen, and I drew a blank. And the funny thing is, I was going to say Vincent Van Gogh, and you had already said it. And, yeah, Picasso, but as far as a female artist, that really draws a blank.
Well, let's,
really
let's have Nicole Marie to weigh on in, since she's our sole female host of the show.
Right, Nicole Marie, what
would you say to this?
Goodness, I have definitely not, just like Michael, have not as well, but it's just very interesting. And, you know, women need to be right in there with, you know, the artist as well. So I'm kind of blown back by this.
What I say, guess what, Nicole Marie?
Yes.
Believe it or not, it doesn't mean that females are not painting. It means that there is a lack of representation.
Representation.
So that's what it is, which is, you know, it's the greater, it's just the one of so many examples of lack of inclusivity.
Right, right.
That's why. It's not that, of course, we have amazing female artists. And I was only, the one that I could think of was the Frida lady who, with the, do you remember the movie? And I forget the actress who played her. But she had the long unibrow, the Mexican artist lady. That's the only female artist that I could think of. And most people can't even think of her.
I'm not familiar with her.
No. We should, and you got to understand that in the museums that it's like 80, almost 90% of the artwork is done by men that is hanging on the wall. Doesn't mean that women are not doing artwork. It doesn't mean that people of color and all these other things out there are not contributing. But this is, it's again, you know, stories that the whole story is never being told.
Never
My
being
goodness,
told.
Wouldn't it be nice that the whole story of something is told?
Bits and pieces, but not the whole
story. Yeah, that
story
would be great.
Yeah. Selective bits and pieces, that is. And that's the issue here. So I want to say we need to definitely, I think it's getting better. And not just female artists, but you have a lot of women artists of color who are out there doing amazing artwork. So my suggestion to you guys, Google women artists of color. And you'll see a whole lot, or female artists of color, I should say. But you'll see a whole bunch out there of things that are being done. It's just kind of somewhat underreported, or we don't see it and, you know, make it mainstream news. So that's why it's important to tune into the Hair Radio Morning Show and listen to some of the things that are going on. Michael, we're going to send you off so you can get ready for your piece coming up, your wonderful Vet Talk radio show that should be up in a few minutes. And I believe that we got a special co-host joining us this morning, so I can't wait. All about diagnostic codes on the way. So I can't wait to hear what you got to say. So, all right. So I'll tell you what, why don't we just jump on in to some, take a little bit of a break and get you all set up, Michael Hopkins, for your Vet Talk radio show. So real excited to hear about what you've got planned. So I can't wait. So stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. Michael Hopkins coming up in just a few minutes with Vet Talk Radio. So stay with us. Well, Michael, Nicole Marie, I'm so excited to tune in to catch Michael Vet Talk Radio.
I know it's going to be another exciting episode, and full of helpful information for everyone. So I'm so excited.
Me too. I mean, this is what we love each day. And don't forget on Wednesday, folks. Yeah, tomorrow we have a special guest joining us for the first time. She's scheduled to stay with us for the hour, Ms. Andrea Drumkel. She's a wonderful artist out there. Talk about artists, but she's a great singing artist, and I can't wait. And we're going to continue to talk about some music, and a lot of folks don't understand music royalties, and I have a very good handle on music. Something that you don't know that I should tell you a little bit about is that I'm working behind the scenes as well on my music business, my music publishing and music recording business. Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit more about it as we kind of move along. But a lot of folks always, they don't understand how the music business works. And then music business has changed in recent times. So we'll talk about that in the days to come. Always something new here to talk about is the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've got some new and incredible hair talk on the way as well, just like in the upcoming Afrolock magazine. So lots of good things. And today I'm super excited, you know, just to be even having this on. I can't wait to hear what Michael has set up and got planned for. So
I know.
Real good stuff today. Yeah, so I'm super excited. Listen, don't forget, May has a lot of holidays in it. I didn't even realize. I'm looking at our editorial calendar for the show, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, we've got Cinco de Mayo on the way this Friday. We were just talking about Mexico. Yeah, on Friday, Cinco de Mayo. So that's going to be really quite an exciting thing. I used to love Cinco de Mayo
when I
was in school. Yes, it was always so great. So all of our wonderful Mexican friends and the world who celebrates this, this is going to be great. So Cinco de Mayo on Friday, we'll have to have some wonderful, you know, music and talk
that
celebrates and honors, that absolutely honors these folks. So really good stuff. And then... yeah, and then Mother's Day is also right around the
corner.
Can't
forget Mother's Day, yes.
All right, so this is
next
going to
Sunday,
be...
yes.
Yes, indeed. So a lot of stuff on the way, and okay. So stay with us. We'll be back. Time for Michael. All right, Michael Hopkins, I am so excited to be underway with this edition of the Vet Talk Radio Show. And it is my great honor to bring to the line, of course, Michael Hopkins and our very special guest today, Nicole Marie. Good morning to both of you, and officially big welcome to everybody on this edition. Good morning.
Great morning. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic.
Great. That's just great.
Okay. Well, Nicole Marie, we're going to let you, as our very special guest today, why don't you do the honors?
Thank you so much. Let me first just say just how happy I am to be here with both you, Carrie, and Michael. I'm so excited and always want to hear what Michael has in store for us, have an exciting topic for today. So, Michael, if you would, just let us know, what are we in store for today? What is our topic?
Wow. Well, thank you, Nicole Marie. And the topic that we're going to be talking about today is something that a lot of vets always ask me about. And it's always, you have diagnostic codes. You got the DSM-5. You have the ICD code. You have all these different codes. And I thought today what I would do, I would kind of break it down like a little introduction just to get veterans and even the non-veterans, the people that are trying to help veterans, to get them to understand the basics of how a lot of these codes work. That's what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay, well, it's kind of a mouthful, so you're doing great.
Yeah, pretty much. It is.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of folks may not realize, but almost, and it's not just exclusive to or for the veterans. They're almost every single type of industry has different types of codes and jargon that they use kind
right.
of specifically that applies
right.
to what they do. It's the same
right.
like in education. It's the same in everything that we do. We have a series of codes and things that we use for everything. So it's
right.
not,
very much so.
This is not surprising that we have these codes.
No,
it's not. It's not. And
so
you're right, Carrie. You're absolutely yeah. right. You're absolutely
so
right.
Break it all down for us because the veterans
right.
have, you know, what you guys use. So, Michael, yeah, I'm just as curious as Nicole Marie. Go ahead and take it away.
Well, the first one that is really universal with all veterans, it is the four-digit diagnostic codes, or we know them as the DC. That's when a veteran gets a decision letter and they tell them that they have been awarded compensation, they've been awarded a rating for something. There's always a four-digit number that follows that particular rating. And most veterans are familiar. They see the numbers, but they may not know what those numbers mean. And believe it or not, Carrie and Nicole Marie, those numbers actually come from the VA schedule for rating disabilities, or the VASRD. As you know, the VA is like any government entity. We all got all of these acronyms. And it
right,
actually
right.
comes out of, we've talked about this, the CFR 38 Part 4, the Code of Federal Regulations. That's where the diagnostic codes come from. Pretty
yeah.
much, they're pretty much organized into groups like body systems. And, you know, they're individually listed in numerical order, believe it or not.
Yeah. And, Michael, I love what you're saying because they're actually, they have an official definition out there, something that goes like this. This is that, as defined by the VA, it says a diagnostic code is a set of arbitrary numbers for the purpose of showing the basis of evaluation assigned and for statistical analysis in the Department of Veteran Affairs. Wow, Michael Hopkins. But yes,
yeah.
that's it. So that's the. Do you remember they used to have like on was it Sanford and Son? You had the one police officer.
Oh yes, Smitty and Hoppy. Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Smitty and Hoppy.
You got both of those explanations.
Yeah.
So
very much
great
so.
Job, Hopkins.
Very
okay,
much
so. You go ahead, sir. It's your job.
Oh,
you
yeah.
take it away. Mr.
Yep.
Go right ahead,
the
Michael.
And as you guys know, the codes are so very important. You know, the codes
yeah.
actually can determine the what rating that you're going to be assigned to. Because
really?
Inside the code, yeah. You know, inside the codes, when you look in the CFR 38 Part 4
yeah.
and you look up the code, it actually tells you what, as far as the diagnosis or what you're suffering from, it actually tells you a percentage, a rating.
Oh,
it
yeah.
actually
wow.
tells you. It can
it
actually
no
tell you. Yeah. And
that's great.
Once, I mean, it is great because, see, once a veteran understands
mm-hmm.
this, then you have a strategy on how to file for compensation.
Exactly.
Michael, what you just said bears to be repeated. Because
right.
you just explained that's exactly what folks need
right.
to know and why this
exactly.
subject today was
yes.
so important on learning about the diagnostic
right.
code, the meaning.
You're absolutely
that.
Right, Carrie. Once they understand as a veteran about these four-digit codes, that's how you develop your strategy to get compensation.
That's
and
wow.
The VA, they lay it on out. I mean, you know, it doesn't
yes.
get any easier than that. But if nobody explains it to you,
exactly.
you won't know. You won't know.
Won't know.
And
right.
Yeah, yeah. And they group, like I said, it's grouped together in different body systems. You have like the mental health system. You got your nervous system. You got all kinds of systems. And you can look, you can tell the difference between if you're supposed to be rated, say, for headaches, for example. You can tell by reading about what they're looking for headaches.
Wow.
You could be looking at 0 to 50%. All you have to do is you read the diagnostic code, and it tells you if you have this ailment, this problem, issue, and it continues for this long or things like of that nature, say, for example, for headaches, you know where you're supposed to be rated. You know what to strive for. They tell you. The other place where they tell you about the diagnostic codes and what to do is right there in your decision letter.
Wow.
When you read, and we've talked about decision letters in other shows,
right.
and a lot of our fans, they can actually go back. They can go into the forum at hairradio.com. They can hit go into the forum, and they will find in the vet forum with Vet Talk. I've talked about this before.
Wow.
The great thing about it, once you figure this out, once again, there's your strategy.
You're on your way
to getting rated.
Yes. Michael, let me just say, this is key information, and you've given me some homework.
Uh-oh.
You've given me some homework to do.
So
that we can continue to focus on Luther's strategy for his claim. So this is key right here. I'm right.
Wow. You know, I'm glad you said that, too, because, see, just with the diagnostic codes themselves, it can determine if you're going to file a primary, a direct service connected claim. Did it happen on active duty? If it did, now you just match up your medical records, your medical information, you match it up to the diagnostic code, and you're on your way. Such a beautiful thing. And it makes a difference. That's how you get rated. Once you do that, that's how you get rated. Very important.
Wow.
It's very important. You can go online. You can actually print it out. I love printing the diagnostic codes out from the CFR 38 Part 4. It's even at the point now with modern technology, you can literally Google it. If you were trying to find out, what's the diagnostic code? Say, for example, you had vertigo, which is vertigo. It makes you off balance. And some people get that because of their tinnitus, and they get vertigo. Yeah. They get an ear infection. You can literally type vertigo, VA rating. Boom. It'll show up along with the four-digit diagnostic
code. That's
wonderful.
Right? That's why I think this is so important that you talk about these today. I really do. I think that, when I started and just learning from you and talking and you sharing with us each week, it really piqued my interest. And I think that you explained it perfectly. And these codes. Yeah, the veterans, you guys out there, please take this to heart, like Nicole Marie said as well. Take this to heart. This is going to be information that you need, and it's a great – you're giving us the tools, you especially the veterans, to do what they got to do. So great job, Michael Hodgkin. Okay.
And you know, Carrie, another thing I want to mention too, and we've talked about this on the show, in the CFR 38 Part 4, the Code of Federal Regulations, talking about disabilities, there are over 833 diagnostic codes.
Yes, I remember that amount. 833.
So, like, yes, over. And then you see what's happening now. Now that we have the PACT Act is in play. You know, it's passed August of 22. The PACT Act is law now for veterans. So there may be even more diagnostic codes. And then one of the other things that's beautiful about these diagnostic codes that the VA has, the illness or the injury, a lot of times the illness that you have may not be under a specific diagnostic code. But what they do, they'll adopt another diagnostic code to that injury. It's like people that, like hernias, for example. You may not see it in the diagnostic codes, but it's under something else that's very similar. And the people that do our claims, they know all of this stuff. So you can still, it's like hernias, like GERD. That's the upset stomach or the heartburn that you get. It may not be under GERD, but it's under something else.
Right.
And you still get rated for it.
Well, see, Michael, this is where you come in as well, being an accredited claims agent, because you have specialized knowledge. That's why you do the Vet Talk Radio show.
You have
this incredible knowledge about these different types of diagnostic codes. And in addition to assisting with the claims process in general and all of that. So this is just,
you're right though, Carrie and Nicole. It's so eye-opening, and I know when I learned about all of this, it is so eye-opening, and I get so passionate about it when I talk to my veterans about this, when I give lectures and I teach classes to the veterans, and I talk about this stuff, and I'm so passionate about it because I know they can win if they understand this.
And that's it.
They can
What's
win.
What's so very important about you doing this, Michael, is a process that is so confusing just to veterans and even their families and so forth. You know, you receive something in the mail or you're trying, okay, well, what's the process? What do I do? You break it down and make it simple, so to speak, where everybody can understand it. Know where to start and the process to go through to make it happen, to file a claim. And that's what I love about this. So just thank you.
I second that as well. Okay, so Michael, now give us some examples of these codes that many of the veterans have been looking at on their paperwork. What can you tell us, some of the common ones, just, you know, so that we can get some good examples of how these are applied.
Wow. Now, under the mental health, and a lot of us as veterans, we have the mental health. A lot of times, Carrie, Nicole, Marie, what happens under the mental health, most veterans think of one thing, and that's PTSD.
Right.
And that particular code is 9411. It's PTSD, that particular code. However, and notice I said the word however, in the mental disorders, as they call it, in the CFR 38 Part 4, would you believe there are 31 different mental health disorders that a veteran can have?
Wow.
According to
31.
The ratings,
right, according to the ratings table, there are 31. PTSD, I said the diagnostic code for that one, if they see it in their decision letter, is 9411. Now, let me give you guys another one that a lot of times veterans don't even know they may qualify for this one. And it has nothing to do with combat, non-combat, has nothing to do with any of those things, and most of us as veterans suffer with this. It's called somatic symptom disorder, or SSD. Somatic symptom disorder. And I know that's a mouthful to say that. The diagnostic code is 9421. Basically, it's
chronic pain.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Chronic pain. And you know where that chronic pain can come from?
What? What's that? Where?
Uh-oh. Do I get a drum roll or what? Do you know where it would come
yeah,
from?
Yeah, this is a big one.
It's a big
that?
One. And most veterans
get,
have it. They have arthritis. They
oh,
have
no,
arthritis. They have arthritis. And most of them, they don't know that they could file. All they have to do, there's certain things they have to do. They have to get diagnosed with it. And if they go get diagnosed with somatic symptom disorder, they can file for it. And guess what, Nicole Marie and Carrie Hines?
What's
it
that?
Can turn out to be a very high-level claim. It can go up to 100% all by itself.
Oh, wow.
The average veteran.
That's a big one.
For chronic pain can get a 70% rating. Do you hear me? A 70.
Wow.
That is a big rating just
yeah, that's
for
a
chronic pain.
It is.
That's a big rating. And a lot of the veterans don't know. They, a lot of times, believe it or not, you have a lot of veterans, they're already rated for a lower back issue at 20% or 10%. They're already rated for a neck issue at anywhere from 10 to 40%. They're already rated for knee issues that can go up to 40%. Ankle issues that can go up to 30%. Feet issues that can go up to 50%. They're already rated for these things. They already have chronic pain. They have nerve damage. They have a combination of these things. And all they have to do is go and get diagnosed for somatic symptom disorder. It's just that simple. You know, it's just you already have these things. You're already suffering from these things, but it's under mental health. And all they have to do is get a mental health professional, preferably a psychiatrist or a psychologist, to determine that their chronic pain is causing them other issues.
Wow.
That's what they
and
have
that
to do.
That probably doesn't take, and that's probably not as much of a big leap as they may think.
Right.
So many
right,
things
Karen.
Are tied in together.
Right,
exactly.
Right. They have primaries and secondary disabilities that dictate they have chronic pain. I have different clients that I'm working with now as an accredited claims agent, and this is one of the problems that the veterans that I have, they have this. And I told them, and I've counseled them on this is what you have to do.
Well, we are
and,
so glad that you are doing this, Hopkins.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
This is wonderful.
And that 70%, you know, guys, that 70% rating can mean the difference between you staying at 80 or 90% or going to 100%. Oh, and guess what?
What's that?
That 70% rating, it actually opens up the door for a veteran to file for individual unemployability, another subject that we talked about on Vet Talk.
Right.
We talked about, we call it TDIU, or total disability based upon individual unemployability. If you have chronic pain, guess what? It's hard for you to go to work, isn't it?
If your back is
blown out in your hips, your knees, your feet, your ankles, your neck. If you have arthritis in all of those areas, you're getting secondary things that are going on. You're getting headaches. You're taking pills and things that cause you to have other issues. You can't work. It's just simple. A lot of people are like that. A lot of vets are like that, and they cannot work. So they would fall under 9421, somatic symptom disorder, better known as chronic pain.
Yes. Well, Michael, I have to tell you, these are some incredible topics. Nicole Marie, am I right? This sounds amazing.
I'm blown away by this. Yes, I love this.
Good stuff, good information. So now, Michael Hopkins, so what can you tell us? I know that this is just the beginning on these codes, and that you have some other types of codes that some of the other folks use out there that may play a role. Now, they may actually play a role in their compensation with regards to the veterans' claims compensation. So I can't wait to get into all of that. So tell us a little bit about some of those other folks up there as well.
Now, Carrie and Nicole Marie, we also have something called a DSM-5, better known as the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the 5th edition. And it's a book by the American Psychiatric Association. And it is used just like on the civilian side. On the veteran side, this same manual is used to determine what mental health disability a veteran has. And we just talked about two of them. And as I said before, there are 31 different mental health disorders that are in this DSM-5. And obviously it's more than that as far as, you know, it goes. But usually, usually a psychiatrist, psychologist, and believe it or not, even social workers use this manual for the codes in it for their clients.
Wow.
And the VA has just adopted it for veterans.
Exactly. Okay. Wow.
And a good example, and Nicole Maria, a great example is diagnostic code at right from this DSM-5, 9434. And that's known as major depressive disorder. Most vets, when they see this, they'll see MDD if they're diagnosed with it, like out of the DSM-5, they'll see MDD. And a lot of them have no idea what that means. But that's what it means, major depressive disorder.
Wow.
Which is another highly valuable claim. You could get up to 100% for that. You know, it's sad that somebody is going through that. Of course, our hearts all go out to them. But for veterans,
well, this is a way to help them.
Right, pretty much. That's what it is. Yeah. And you're right, Carrie. This is a great way. They're diagnosed with something, and they can go and seek treatment.
Well, Michael, I better catch everybody up here. Folks, if you're just kind of tuning in, you're listening to the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines with program host Michael Hopkins and our very, very special guest who's joining us back today. We're so excited to always have a place at the mic for the one and only Ms. Nicole Marie. So good morning again. It's so great to have the veterans with us.
Good morning. Oh, yes.
Oh, my. I'm really enjoying this topic today and learning about these incredible diagnostic codes, you know, because I didn't really know what they meant or what it meant to have these codes. I know that we would always talk about different code numbers and so these, you know, what these code numbers represent and you know, how they are used in tandem with the claims for the veterans. So this is great topic talk today on the Vet Talk Radio Show. So kudos to you, Hopkins. Michael Hopkins, great job.
Wonderful, Michael.
I'm glad you guys are enjoying this. This is just fantastic information for veterans, their families, the advocates of veterans. You know, this is just dynamite information. And now, Carrie and Nicole Marie, there's one more that I want to talk about.
All right, please share.
Yes, and it's called the ICD-10 code. It stands for the International Classification of Diseases, the 10th revision.
Wow.
And basically, I know that's a mouthful, but basically it's just a system used by physicians to classify and code all types of diseases and symptoms and procedures and so forth. And the VA uses it in the claims process. And it actually, believe it or not, the VA actually uses it when you go to the VA hospital, like every other hospital. You have different types of ICD codes that they classify if you have some type of disease or illness, and that's what they use it for. And a lot of the veterans, what they don't know is when they're going to go file for compensation and they're trying to find medical evidence, it's right there in front of them with the ICD codes. It is right, it's like right there. Because every time you go and you have something, and you even with your private doctors, if you're a veteran and you go to a private doctor, you'll see the same things. You'll look through your medical records, and you'll start seeing ICD code dash 10, and it will explain what the diagnosis is for you.
Well, I'm
familiar with this. Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. And the couple of you said you know this one.
Yes, definitely familiar with this. You know, you go to your private doctor and, you know, the sheet that they have, and they have the diagnosis on there, and they, you know, have their check marks next to whatever, you know, whatever the issue is. So I'm definitely familiar with this one.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And it just goes so, just like we talked about the four-digit diagnostic code for VA, for veterans in the CFR 38 Part 4, just flows right through it, these ICD codes. And some perfect examples, in the 6600 series, you'll have something like, and we've all heard of COPD. We've heard of that before. And it's actually, on the VA side, it's 6604. It's called chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD.
Yes,
we know that one very well. Yeah. You know, from the commercials on the TV, and people that we know that suffer from this.
Yeah,
we know it very well. But if a veteran would go back, if they're suffering from something like this, they're right there. If they look for the ICD code, there's their medical evidence when they go to file. That clearly says that a doctor diagnosed them with COPD. Clearly says that. Lots of veterans have that, too. You know, now that the PACT Act and they were overseas in Southwest Asia, a lot of the breathing issues, that's where a lot of this comes from. Just
comes
like
from.
Another good example is 6602 under the VA diagnostic code.
6602.
That is asthma and also with bronchial issues. Lots of veterans have that too due to burn pits, due to chemicals that a lot of us as veterans have breathed in over the years. It could even be, believe it or not, you can get this like jet fuel, diesel fuel, all kinds of things that we're subjected to in our daily duties as veterans. And a lot of us develop asthma. We develop bronchial problems also.
And these are real bad things that you have to contend with.
Life is
not challenging so much enough already for veterans and for folks. And then to have to layer it with these type of respiratory issues and other types of things, I mean, I'm just blown away. But Michael Hopkins, I've got to say to you, and I'm sure Nicole Marie, you agree, this is really going to change the lives of folks and to be so focused right? You know, because maybe these codes, they kind of overlooked them or didn't think they were important or mattered. Or, right. You know, so by you talking about it today, it's going to make everybody look at these things and pay more attention to them.
Right.
Exactly.
Because they are very important. They're key.
Very
filing a claim.
That's right. So I take my hat off to you. We want to remind everybody out there, all the veterans, we salute you completely. We love you.
Well,
we appreciate everything that you've done.
Thank you.
To put yourselves out there on our behalf and the folks in this great nation. So we thank you so very much. And, Michael, I got to just remind everybody as well, if you have not signed up to become a member, remember you can do so. You can read the post that Michael has set up. He has a whole group page over at our main site, which is HAIRadio.com. So it's pronounced Hair Radio with just one R in the middle. So it's HAIRadio.com. You go there, and there's a big old blue button that says post. And you click on that, and it'll take you to Michael's group page for the Vet Talk Radio Show. And you can just friend it and follow it and stay on top of all of the postings. And we're so excited to say how great a job Michael Strong has had. So, again, listen, I just want to say awesome. So, Michael, anything you want to say on closing out on this topic today that you want to just remind the veterans all about?
Right. I just want to remind the veterans that go back, look at your letters, your decision letters, look through your medical records, be it the medical records you got on active duty or your medical records now, you go to a private doctor or the VA, look through your medical records for these diagnostic codes. It's so very important when you want to file for